You are listening to Destination Church Belfast weekly podcast. You can find us at www.destinationchurchbelfast.co.uk. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Happy listening.
We're going to continue with our series, Learning to Love Your Neighbor. And if you're trying to get last week's podcast, please accept our humble apologies. It's only the second time that we've failed to manage to record our message series since we started. So apologies for that. If you're listening on podcasts and trying to catch up and going, where is it? Got a text during the week going, is it my phone or what's going on? There's no podcast this week because they're addicted to checking up our and listening to our podcast. So apologies for that. So we're just going to go through the steps of the journey so far. So number one, hearing God. So the series is entitled Learning to Love Your Neighbor. Okay? So step one, hearing God's words and obeying God's words by living them out are two different things. The Hebrew word for hearing and obedience, it's implicit that if you hear something, then you also will obey it. So if you heard it, you obeyed, and obedience was evidence that you'd actually heard, and the fruit will be in the tree. So when Jesus says in Matthew 7:24, therefore everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. It's not the rock of Jesus Christ, it's the rock of hearing and obeying. So the storm came, the winds came, and he still stayed solid on the rock of hearing and obeying. So step two, in and of ourselves, we do not have the ability to live out the true nature of love. We just don't have it in us. But when God asks us to do something, he supplies us with the ability to do it. 2 Corinthians 9:8, God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. What is grace? Always like Dennis's definition of grace, which is grace is the ability to do something which you couldn't possibly do in your own strength. Or defined in the collated versions of Philippians 2:13, which could be summed up with the phrase, what he calls you in, he will equip you in. So whatever he calls us to, inherent and implicit in the fact that he's called you to it, he will equip you in the ability to do that. Philippians 2:13, for it is not your strength, but it is God who is effectively at work in you both to will and to work. That is revitalizing, strengthening, energizing, and creating and implanting in you the longing and will and the ability, power and passion to fulfill your purpose for his good pleasure. Grace. And we embrace the grace, and if we embrace the grace, we are able to live the life that God describes. We can love our neighbor. It takes time, it's a process, and there's no condemnation for mistakes because we're Romans 8 people, and there's no condemnation in those who are in Christ Jesus. But it requires training, and it requires application. Step three, noticing your neighbors. To be able to love someone, you first have got to see them. And we've got to do something about that. We've got to act. And step four was where Colin talked about the lessons from the Good Samaritan story. Love is practical, love does, love acts, love proclaims and demonstrates. And then last week, don't keep it to yourself. Love communicates. What does it communicate? It communicates the invitation of Jesus Christ that we are invited to life and life in all its fullness. So this morning's message title is Known for His Love. It's part of the DCB vision statement. It's the second priority that we have. We prioritize God's presence as a community known for his love, reproducing disciples of Jesus who will manifest Holy Spirit power here, near, and far. So let's start by looking at the word love. There are four types of love in Scripture. The first three belong to the natural man, the soul, and its mind, its will, and its emotions. One, eros, romantic, sexual love. Two, storge, family love between a parent and an offspring and the interconnecting relationship. Philia, emotional bond in deep relationships, friendships and things like that there. And those first three are love of the soul and the natural man. Now, they're not bad. There's nothing wrong with them, but they are the love of the soul and the natural man. The fourth love and the highest form of love is love of the Spirit. Agape love, divine love, pure and selfless love. God to man, and man to God, and man to man. 1 John 4:8, it says, God is love, agape. God is love. It's not that he does love. It's not that he would like to. He is, his attribute is that he is agape love. John 4:24, God is spirit. So God is love, God is spirit. Agape love is a spiritual thing. And the thing I want you to get a hold on this morning is that the love for our neighbor is a spiritual thing. I also want to ground it in the fact that it's not a spiritual thing, but it is a spiritual thing. It's not a thing of the natural man or the soul man. Mark 12, 30-31, the greatest commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and love, agape love, your neighbor as yourself. It's a spiritual thing. John 6:63, the Spirit brings life. The flesh profits nothing. So the love for our neighbor is a spiritual agape love. It's not physical attraction. It's not the soul. It's not our likes and our dislikes. It's not the gender. It's not the race. It's not the schooling. It's not the education. It's not the job. It's not their style and fashion. It's not the football team they support. It's not where they happen to live. It's not about that. It's not about liking them. It's not about being their friends. It's not about having them on Facebook. But of course, spiritual agape love can be manifest in all our relationships that we have, whether it's a romantic love of eros, the family love of storge, or the relational friendly love of philia. We can see it manifest as we look at the definition of spiritual agape love. And the definition of spiritual agape love is 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. So let's look at the example of Jesus. He was one with the Father, and he was one with the Spirit. They are spiritual agape love. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit. They are spiritual agape love. God is love. In Luke 15, 1-2, it says, now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. So what were the tax collectors and the sinners attracted to? His hair, his seamless garment, the fact that he was really pally with them, the fact that he was good crack and they got on well with him. What was it they were attracted to? Why was he with them? Was he lonely and he just wanted people, he wanted company out of the soul? It says in Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Why did they not run a mile under condemnation and judgment? As so many people would do when they are effectively, in those days, tax collectors or sinners. Why do people not come and darken the door of churches? Because they feel condemned and they feel judged. Why did those people not do that? Why did he actually attract those that were sinners and those that considered themselves not sinners caused them to reject him? The Pharisees and the teachers of the law and the scribes, they got short shrift from Jesus. In Mark 7:68, he says these very condemning words to them because of the responsibility they had to be an example and to show what God's ways were. So he says, he replied, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. You have let go of the commands of God and you are holding to human traditions. Jesus didn't want to have anything to do with that. What would they have experienced, the tax collectors and the sinners, when they looked into the eyes of spiritual agape love? What would we experience if we looked into the eyes of spiritual agape love? Love is patient, kind, not easily angered, keeps no record of wrongs, always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres, never fails. Spiritual agape love. Spiritual agape love is an intention, a responsibility, and it's not a feeling or a liking. And where we have trouble with the love thing is that we haven't managed to separate out the fact that, well, I don't have an awful lot in common with that guy. And it could be as mundane as he supports it. He's wearing that football team top that I just don't want to have anything to do with. It just makes me uncomfortable. Or his accent's very strong, or from somewhere that I'm not comfortable to, or he's got a tattoo in his arm, or he's dressed very nicely. Or it's about our soul. And we have equated love between that it has to be something that we like, something that we need to be attracted to. Even a romantic, not necessarily even sexual, but they're just physically attracted to someone because they're my kind of person. And what we've got to do is we've got to separate that out, because if we separate that out, that releases us from the shadow of religion. The shoulds and the have-tos. Because religion in and of itself is dishonest and it's hidden. It's closed. It's about behavior and it's not about the heart. So we can feel under the demand and the obligation that we got to really like people, we got to really love people, we got to really accept them in, we got to feel a connection to them in order to do that. And if we do that, we miss what we're actually being called to do. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't like people, but the love for our neighbor is a spiritual agape love. So I call you to be released from the spirit of religion and the need to have to and should love people from the point of view of the weight and the obligation and the demand of that requirement. And what I call you to is to the light of relationship, open and transparent. We're destination disciples. We're on the way to be more like Jesus Christ. And we have our stuff. We have our stuff. But we're heading in that direction. And we would encourage you to come in that direction too, because that destination is spiritual agape love. It's love that's kind. It's love that keeps no record of wrongs. It's love that is not easily angered. It's love that always protects, always hopes, always trusts, always perseveres. It's love that never fails. So come on with us. Not because we're attracted to them, which is yours. Not because they are really members of our family, it's Georgie. Not because we just, they're our mates, they're our pals, they're our bros, or whatever those other terms in culture are. They really like the same box sets that we like. They have the same political views as we have, whatever it happens to be. We don't share spiritual agape love because we religiously have to. We share spiritual agape love because of the relational reality that He first loved us. He first loved us, and because He first loved that and loved us, and we experienced that spiritual agape love, we then share that with others out of an overflow of who we are. 1 John 4:8, God is spiritual agape love. John 3:16, for God so spiritual agape loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son. 1 John 4:19, we spiritually agape love because He spiritual agape loved us first. Mark 12:30-31, spiritual agape, love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and spiritual agape, love your neighbor. It's an overflow. We love because He first loved us. We share that spiritual agape love. So my personal testimony in the journey with DCB would be, I have found that over the years of this journey that I have spent increasing periods of time not sleeping at night, and I sleep really, really well. I mean, I just can sleep really well. But I find myself having more sleepless nights than I had before. I find myself weeping over situations that I didn't think that I would ever weep over before. Why? Because I like you. Because you're my mates. Because you're my family. It's not about that. It doesn't come from that motivation. It comes from the motivation that as I've been on this journey of love, that I'm changed. And I connect that love with the love that I see in Him for me. That love always protects, always hopes, always trusts, always perseveres. I get that. I'm getting that more and more. And I'm being changed from the inside out. So when I look into other people's eyes, I go, no, we can. We're not quitting on you. Because we always protect. We always hope. We always trust. We always persevere because love never fails. So it comes from the overflow of that. The corporate testimony I see in DCB is I really pick up on what people say when they come in here. And many people have said it's something that we've always hoped to do. And let's be honest, we've been in serious trouble with the numbers we have if people manage to get in and get out and not talk to people. Right? But we have tried to create the culture where people matter. So we look them in the eye and want to pay attention to them. We want to welcome them sincerely that they're here. We don't just want to have a couple of people in a brightly colored t-shirt at the front going, hi. And as soon as you've done the greeting bit, they walk in and everybody ignores them. So Tishy's on today. She's doing her warm welcome as everybody comes in. But she's just the first person that people see. Once they get in here, we are actually doing quite well, and because you hear the testimony from people, you're really welcoming. Really, I really felt really at home, and lots of people came to talk to me. The number of times I've heard people say, you're lovely, and I go, ting. Now, there's always room for improvement, but say, you're lovely. And I'm going, we're manifesting love. And something from last week, which I find very encouraging, but at the same time poignant, that there was somebody that was amidst us, and what they found difficult was eye contact because of where they were at. But people were making eye contact. They were looking them in the eye. They were valuing them as a person. They were talking to them. They were interested. They were communicating a love. That wasn't because they didn't know them from Adam and or Eve, and there wasn't necessarily an immediate connection, but they saw them, they looked at them, there was a connection because they were sharing the love of acceptance that they get from the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Agape love. And here's the other thing I want us to get a hold of, that we love because He first loved us. We share that spiritual agape love, and we let it flow naturally and have a supernatural impact. Right? Where we get tripped up in the... So religion, the spirit of religion, very clever, like lots of deceitful things are, that we feel under the obligation to do things, and it's got to be a certain way, and it's got to be, if we're going to share love in a religious way, it's got to be a certain form. What I would encourage you to get a handle on, it's a spiritual thing, but it can come in a perfectly natural package, like a smile. We've all had people smile at us in maybe not so much in Northern Ireland, customer service settings, right? you're getting or whatever it happens to be, right? But you go somewhere like the United States of America, and they just know how to do customer service. I mean, their average customer service is so much over and beyond our customer service. But we all know the difference between a smile and a smile. Hi there, how you doing? My name's Andrew, and I'm here to serve your table. And actually, it's just very, they're just going through the motions. But then there are other people, there's something more than that being communicated. You've all been there, yeah? Well, in the smiles that we give people, or the touch that we give people, or the door that we open to people, or the simply spend a little bit of time with a waiter that's going to serve you something, or somebody's going to give you the coffee at the barista bar, and you just spend a little bit of time valuing them, ask them how they're doing or whatever, that can communicate much more than just having a conversation with them. Spiritual agape love can be imparted through that. The snacks that we provided at the, sometimes, I got to say, sometimes they are anointed. There's just something in it. There's something more than it's just sugar. there's something in that. The tears that run down our face as we're hearing other people tell their stories, and tears run down their face. That's a physical thing, but it's communicating so much more. A spiritual love. We're with you. We love you. Yes, you're part of our community. Yes, I have a relationship with you. But more and more than that, because it's a spiritual agape love, it's a holy love. It's the love of God. We're with you. We're not quitting on you. We're going to get through this because we always protect, and we always trust, and we always hope, and we always persevere. Sharing your journey without preaching to them. The religious spirit say, we've got to preach it, brother. But just simply sharing your story. Yeah, we had a barbecue. Invited all these people. Why did you invite all these people? Well, we just celebrate life. You know, we're hey, you should come. Spiritual agape love. Wes? So on Wednesday, I'm going to Ibiza. You think this is warm? Apparently, it's 29 to 31, 32 degrees. And then there's a thing you hit in the BBC weather app. Feels like. So you go up the north coast and it's 18 degrees, and you go up the north coast and you hit the feels like, and it's 12, because there's a wind coming off the sea, and it's just freezing. And if you don't have your windbreaker, you're Baltic. Well, in Ibiza, it's 29, 32, feels like 37, 38, right? Because there's 75% humidity, right? So I'm going there to, as part of the go to minister to the 24/7 team that's there, but also on two nights we're going to go from 11:30 to 4 in the morning out in the streets to meet with the revelers, to those that might be drunk on drugs, in difficulty. And what am I going to do? I am not proud of this confession, but when I was 21 years of age, and a guy in my year had his head down the toilet and was poking his ring up, all I could do from my religious background was to give him a lecture and condemn him and judge him. And if I ever was to meet that guy again, the first thing I would say was, I am so sorry for what I did there. And I've asked God to forgive me, and I've also trust that my interruption in his life will not ruin his ability to meet with God. Right? If I could go back in time, what would I do with spiritual agape love? Without it being some, what I would probably do is I'd move open the door of the toilet, I'd put my hand on the back of his neck and go, hey mate, can I do anything for you? Do you want a glass of water? Do you want a towel or something? And that would be it. That would be it. Right? So when these guys I'm going to meet in the street, what am I going to do for them? What am I going to bring for them? I want them to see in me the spiritual agape love that I have received. I don't want to be preaching at them, but I want to look them in the eye, and I want them to know spiritually, to see something more than just, what are you doing here? And I'm sure I'll be asked that question, and my answer at this stage is probably going to be something like, well, we're followers of Jesus, and this is what we reckon Jesus would do. Spiritual agape love. I'm a destination disciple. I haven't got my stuff together, but I'm on the journey. Come with me. You hungry? You hungry? You looking for something more than yourself? Hey, I know this guy. I've met him. His name's Jesus. And he'll look you in the eye as I'm looking in your eye, and there's no record of wrongs. You think you've stuffed up your life? There's no record of wrongs with the love that he gives. And he always loves. He can never fail with his love. He always protects. He always trusts. He always hopes. Love never fails. Will you stand with me, please? Can we be a people known for spiritual agape love? Can we be those people? Let's be released this day from the religious weight that we have to be a certain thing or behave a certain way. Some questions for your response. Do you want to be released from the shadow of religion and its demands and obligations? Do you want to radiate the reality of relationship with agape spiritual love? And do you want to be a part of a community known for that spiritual agape love? If you can answer yes to any of those questions, please come and join me at the front.
You have been listening to Destination Church Belfast weekly podcast. Remember to check us out at www.destinationchurchbelfast.co.uk and have a great week.